Governor Patrick today is releasing a bill titled An Act to Reform the Juvenile Justice System in the Commonwealth. Two primary focuses of the bill would extend juvenile court jurisdiction from ages 17 to age 18, and it would also prohibit mandatory life sentences without parole for those convicted of first-degree murder between the ages of 14 and 18. In a prepared statement, the governor said, quote, "Every violent felon should be held accountable for their actions, even youth. But in sentencing every felon's circumstances should be considered too, and a youth itself is a special circumstance," unquote. Currently, under state law, youths facing a first-degree murder charge are tried as an adult and are mandated life imprisonment without parole. The governor's bill would return murder trials to juvenile courts. Those found guilty would be eligible for parole after 15 to 25 years. The governor's plan is intended to comply with a 2012 Supreme Court decision in the case Miller v. Alabama, where it was ruled that it is unconstitutional to deny parole to an individual that commits an act of murder as a juvenile. Massachusetts child advocate Gail Garinger spoke in support of the governor's proposals, given the recommendation of the Supreme Court.
Giving the juvenile court the ability to conduct these trials with their expertise in dealing with youth allows them to then conduct individualized sentencing hearings that really take into account the research as we know it about adolescent brains, take into account the circumstances, the particular circumstances of the crime, the youth's background. It allows them to not give up on a 15, 16-year-old and throw away the key saying, you will never, ever in your life be able to even be considered for the possibility of parole.
The governor's bill is not the only piece of legislation that would grant parole eligibility for youth offenders. Four other bills have been introduced in the Massachusetts legislature that range from granting consideration from as little as 10 years to as much as 35 years. Judge Garinger herself has been an outspoken advocate of legislation that would eliminate a life without parole sentence for all convicted killers under 18. Garinger also responded to any criticism of the governor's proposal.
I would ask people to personally stop and think about the person they are today versus the person they were at 15 and 16, and to ask them to really search their soul to see whether or not they wouldn't want to be given an opportunity after, say, 10 or 15 years, 20 years, to present how they've changed.
The bill is likely to be contested in the state legislature. Although unable to return a call in time for broadcast, Democratic State Representative Harold Naughton Jr., former chair of the Joint Committee on Public Safety, told the Boston Herald, quote, "To restrict a court's ability to sentence to 15 years is potentially an injustice to public safety, to individuals who are affected by crime, and to the decisions of the jury," unquote. The governor's bill would also make changes to the state's criminal offender record information system to exclude adjudications concerning juveniles under the age of 18, increased from age 17. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.